You're waking up with Paul Miller on 1380 WPHM.
No, on a beautiful Monday morning, 20 minutes now before 9 o'clock, we last talked with Kyle Bailey a couple of weeks ago, just days before he embarked on a cross-country bicycle trip to promote organ donation awareness. And of course, it's near and dear to him because he is a four-time organ transplant recipient. And this morning finds Kyle somewhere in the middle of America. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. Where are you, sir?
I am in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Beautiful place, isn't it?
Gorgeous. I'm on the coastline. I got to visit the ocean a little bit last night, so this should be a better second half for me.
Well, you've had a few snags here and there. I mean, nothing serious, but what's the week been like for you, week and a couple of days?
So the first half of the trip's been, you know, I'll be honest, we were blessed. I didn't have any rain. Unfortunately, I had to go through day two and three in about 38 degrees and a cloudy weather and, let's face it, through Ohio. So, I'm kidding. It was a blast. As long days, obviously, I did get a couple of 100 miles in a couple of days.
Wow.
And I've been cruising at a good pace, probably 17, 18 miles an hour, I average. My legs and my rear end feel pretty well.
That's good.
But, yeah, honestly, I've been blessed. There was a couple of parts. Now, we've probably gone close to 1,300 miles, and I've probably did about 1,250. So probably a couple of miles here and there where I had to be picked up, one, because the traffic was too bad. Or two, we had to take a different route, or three, the roads were dangerous. Even my driver, Todd Hensel, who's a 5-organ transplant recipient, even made the remarks of how dangerous some of the roads are just for the big old rig that's following me.
Oh, boy. Well, be careful out there.
Yeah, well, we made it to the work. You know, I knew the first half was going to be the worst part. So
yeah.
Now we're going to start back up Tuesday morning. We're going to spend the day here again, have the RV looked at, make sure everything's okay. And I'll head towards Charleston, and I should be there Thursday. And I look to finish in Orlando May 16th.
Wow.
So, but I get palm trees and ocean now for the second half of this ride.
Yeah, it's better than riding through Ohio, isn't it?
Yeah. So I've already had I've had my taste of the ocean already today.
Oh, great.
I had a nice seafood dinner last night. So honestly, it's been great. But the people we've run through across America, we've had people. I've had people follow me who I didn't even know, or shout at the bus. Everyone Todd and I have run into has been hugely supported, and in every way that we reach out. You know, some of these people have been touched by organ donation, no one really knows. And
yeah.
we're amazed at how much organ donation has touched pretty much everyone we've kind of run into. They either know somebody or have dealt with it in some way. So,
did I see
it's been awesome.
You were asked to address a conference or speak at some gathering a few days ago?
Yes. So I've been swinging, you know, if we go to like organ donation center, if we're in the area, we go to speak. Went to the VA hospital in West Virginia, met with the veterans and talked about organ donation. And we've been speaking on several events, Todd and I. We spoke at Charleston's main facility where, you know, we're learning the facts of what goes on, because every state is different pretty much, and every state has different rates and they have different kind of guidelines they go by. So it's a learning experience for Todd and I, but it's also a learning experience for these doctors, because some of these doctors have never seen such marvels as I call ourselves, with Todd and I being a 4 and a 5. We're very rare. Like I said, I think Todd's less than 10 in the world, in the United States, as a 5-organ, and I'm less than 30 with a 4-organ. Mm. So, but we actually, through social media and people sharing the story and following me on KyleBailey.org, we have met online a young, or a, a lady in Kentucky who is a 6-organ transplant.
Wow.
And she is one of 3, I believe. So she's actually looking forward to meeting up with us on our way back up. So I look forward to that. That's a marvel in itself right there. So,
no doubt about it.
Hopefully we're doing its job and doing awareness. And, you know, Kyle Bailey, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter's Recycle Life. And, yeah, we'll be here in Myrtle Beach. It's always an open invite. You're more than welcome to ride with me. You're more than welcome to have dinner with Todd and I. And hopefully we'll get some numbers up.
Well, it sure has been fun to follow you on. I've been following you on Facebook just to see where you're at and how things are going. It looks like things are going pretty well. So you're scheduled to arrive at your destination in Orlando a week from Wednesday. And it just sounds like you've had quite a trip so far, Kyle.
Yeah, it's an experience. And then Todd and I have both agreed to pair up and do another event to raise awareness. So we are definitely a powerhouse, and hopefully the young lady, Jean, who's a 6-organ transplant, might join us.
That'd be wonderful. That's really cool.
We're trying to, you know, move the books.
Well, safe travels. Be careful out there. We'll keep following you on social media and on your website, kylebailey.org. And we wish you all the best on your way to Orlando. We'll check in again in a few days, see how things are going.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me. Thanks. Good morning, Port Huron, Michigan. Thanks for following me. We'll see you guys in a little bit.
All right. Stay safe out there. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Paul.